Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic from Daf Chav Beis. I record a day later. I had mentioned that I didn't think I was going to record the halacha. It was so late. But as I was thinking back on our Gemara, I couldn't hold back. And there is something very important in the halacha to add. So here we go before we go to the halacha from Daf Chav Gimel. The topic is Rav Moshe's proof from our Daf that New York City has a din, Rishus HaRabim min HaTorah, and that is not just one area of New York City, all of New York City. If you recall, on Dav Vav, we had an important halacha from the Daily Daf, where we developed Rav Moshe's diuk in Rashi on Dav Vav in Erevin, that says that the entire Rishus HaRabim becomes the identity of a city if there is 16 amos wide avenue that 600,000 people pass by. We didn't mention anything more than the diuk that Rav Moshe makes from a Rashi. However, Rav Moshe has one more fascinating raya, which at first glance seems to be a strong raya, from our Gemara on Daf Chav Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara was talking about whether Rabim could break a mechitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's not an easy area for people to walk. The Mishnah told us on Chav Beis Amud Aleph that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if many people walk through Pasei Beros, then it breaks the mechitza. What if it's a hard terrain? So the Gemara gives an example of Malos Beis Maron. Malos Beis Maron, the Gemara says, you will have people that could break its mechitza, and it would have a din of Rishus HaRabim. If we take a look at Rashi, when he explains Malos Beis Maron, Rashi says that it's a very, very steep hill, as described in Rosh Hashanah, and only one or two people could go up in that area at once, but if its people are constantly passing by, the Gemara has a side to say that the Rabim would break the mechitzas. Now the indication over there is that if the Rabim breaks the mechitzas, then that area has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Malos Beis Maron is talking about an area where one or two people are passing by at a time. That cannot have, therefore, 600,000 people passing in a Shabbos if only one or two at a moment could file through. It'll be very, very difficult to have 600,000 passing through. Says Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Lamed Tes Anaf Hey, if I'm not mistaken, that we could bring a raya from here that once the general area had 16 amos and 600,000 people passing by, then the entire area, even the tough terrain of Beis Maron, also has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Because otherwise, the Gemara would not have a parallel case to the Pasei Beros, where there you have mechitzas being broken to create a Rishus HaRabim de'oraisa. This is Ramesh's proof, therefore, that if in New York City, Broadway has 600,000, 16 amos wide, then the entire municipality of New York will have a din Rishus HaRabim, and of course, the practical implication of that is you cannot put up a Tzuras HaPesach. There is, however, a Tshuva Sefer before Rav Moshe, the Maharsham, and the Shas Tshuvas Maharsham in Chelek Gimel Simin Kuf Peches, that already addressed this Gemara, where somebody had suggested to him something similar to Rav Moshe, that once the city has a din, part of it of Rishus HaRabim, the whole area becomes a Rishus HaRabim, and the Maharsham rejects that. The Maharsham says that the only the area where the 600,000 Tesayin Amos exist, that has a din of Rishus HaRabim. And the rest of the areas don't. The Shoal brought a riot to him from Malos Beis Maron. So he quotes obscure Rishonim, he quotes an Arzarua and others, and the Maharsham, based on his Diyukim, says that our Gemara, and if you follow the bouncing ball, the Maharsham's point might very well be valid. The Gemara was talking about a very specific issue of Asi Rabim Umevatel Mechitzas, and that is whether people walking through the Beis Maron will be Mevatel, the Mechitza of Beis Maron. The Gemara is not talking about a Rishus HaRabim per se. It's talking about whether these Mechitzas are broken through the Rabim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it could very well be that it would break the mechitzas. That was the suffix of the Gemara. But the Gemara was not saying that it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, just that it's enough to have one or two people walking through for it to have the status of breaking the mechitzas. But who says the Gemara is talking about that the area itself is a Rishus HaRabim? So this is the fascinating diun that emerges from the poskim on our daf. How the Gemara actually fears ice, as we say in Yiddish. How the Gemara actually develops, whether it's closer to Rav Moshe's understanding or close to the Maharsham's understanding, I leave for when we learn the sugya more b'iyun. But what emerges from our daf is a potential raya that the entire city becomes a Rishus HaRabim, or you say it's a very specific discussion of Asi Rabim Umavatal Mechitzta, but there's no particular proof that the Gemara was saying that Beis Maron also had a din, Rishus HaRabim. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chav Beis.